आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस: पावरफुल कार ब्लास्ट नियर रेड फोर्ट इन दिल्ली किल्स 8 पीपल एंड इंजर्स सेवरल अदर्स। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टेक स्टॉक ऑफ द सिचुएशन। होम मिनिस्टर अमित शाह सेज इन्वेस्टिगेटर्स आर कीपिंग ऑल ऑप्शंस ओपन व्हाइल प्रोबिंग द ब्लास्ट। Polling begins for second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar. By-elections also underway for 8 assembly constituencies across 7 states. President Draupadi Murmu to attend 50th Independence Day celebrations of Angola in Luanda. Prime Minister Modi leaves on a 2-day visit to Bhutan. And in shooting, Samrat Rana bags gold medal at ISSF World Championship in Cairo, Egypt. A powerful blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi killed 8 people and injured several others yesterday evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that investigators are keeping all options open while probing the blast, which took place in a Hyundai i20 car at a traffic signal at around 7 p.m. It damaged 3 to 4 other vehicles and injured pedestrians and people travelling in auto rickshaws. Mr. Shah said teams of the Delhi Police, NIA, NSG and Forensics have started the probe, and the exact details of the blast would be unearthed soon.
NSG और NIA की टीम FSL के साथ अभी गहन जांच करने का शुरू किया है। आसपास के स्थान के सभी CCTV कैमरा और बाकी सब चीजों की जांच के आदेश दे दिए गए हैं। मेरी CP दिल्ली से भी बात हुई है, स्पेशल ब्रांच के इंचार्ज से भी बात हुई है।
Delhi Police Commissioner Satish Golcha said earlier that a slow-moving vehicle stopped at a red light in the area near the Red Fort metro station, and the explosion occurred in that vehicle. Delhi Police has registered a case under various sections of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, Explosives Act and the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. Prime Minister Modi took stock of the situation in the wake of the blast and spoke to Home Minister Amit Shah. Mr. Shah visited the site of the car explosion and met the injured at the LNJP hospital, promising a thorough investigation into the blast. Home Minister will review the situation at a high-level meeting with top officials today. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Modi, have conveyed their condolences to the families and friends of those who lost their lives in the blast. In a social media post, the President also prayed for the quick recovery of those injured. In his message, Vice President extended his condolences to the families who lost their loved ones and also prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Prime Minister, in a social media post, expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones in the blast. Mr. Modi hoped for the speedy recovery of those injured. Prime Minister added that those affected are being assisted by authorities. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called the incident extremely painful and disturbing. In a social media post, he prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Condolences have poured in from ambassadors of several countries after the Delhi blast. Japanese Ambassador Ono Kiichi expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives, offering his condolences to the bereaved families and praying for the speedy recovery of the injured. British High Commissioner to India Lindy Cameron said her thoughts are with all those affected by the explosion and shared an updated travel advisory. The US Embassy in India has issued a security alert for its citizens, advising them to avoid areas around Delhi's Red Fort and Chandni Chowk, stay alert in crowded places and monitor local media for updates. The Embassy of Iran also conveyed its sympathy, expressing deep sorrow over the loss of lives and injuries and extending condolences to the government and the people of India. Polling has begun for the second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar. Voting is taking place for 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts in this phase. More than 3 crore 70 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. Voting will be run till 6 in the evening, except for 7 constituencies, where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. DG of Police Vinay Kumar said that from a security point of view, the borders adjoining Nepal and the interstate borders with Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal and Jharkhand have been sealed and regular patrolling is underway. Election Commission has established a state-of-the-art control and command center at the Chief Electoral Officer's office in Patna to oversee the entire election process. Similar control rooms have also been set up in all the 20 district headquarters. Now we go over live to our correspondent Dharmendra Kumar Rai for the latest update. Dharmendra, what is the latest update you have for our listeners?
Pramod, the polling is underway peacefully in all 122 assembly constituencies, as several districts are poll bound in this phase across Indo-Nepal border and Simanchal.
Right.
Security has been tightened in international border and over interstate border. There is a enthusiasm among the first-time voters. This is time of harvesting. So in rural area, people are reached to polling booths to cast their vote early, and to after that they will join other work. And in the Naxal affected areas like Imamganj, Rajouli, and Jamui, there is a happiness moment for rural people because they are getting chance to vote in nearby areas and their homes after more than 20 decades. So all arrangements have been made by Election Commission of India ensure inclusive voting process, so the people can cast their vote very easily
comfortably. Thank you, Dharmendra, for that update. Now we go over to our correspondent Anand Kumar in Bethia. Anand, how is the polling progressing in your constituency?
Pramod, voting for all the assembly seats, Bethia, Valmiki Nagar, Northern, Chanpatia, Narkatiaganj, Bagha, Lauria, Ramnagar and Sikta began at 7 a.m.
Right.
It will continue till 6 p.m. Currently, voting is going on smoothly in all the constituencies. Pramod, at present, I am standing at a polling station set up at Rajkiya Adarsh Madhya Vidyalaya in Bethia constituency, where voters are in the queue to cast their votes. A total of 3,156 polling stations have been set up across all 9 constituencies in the West Champaran district. Election Commission has made arrangements of drinking water, first aid, mobile deposit area, as well as wheelchairs and ramps for elderly and divyang voters.
Right,
a total of 72 candidates are in the fray, of which 5 are contesting from Bethia seat. Elaborate security arrangements are
Being
appealed
by
the Election Commission.
Thank you, Anand, for that update. Now we also have our correspondent Deependra Kumar live from Nevada. Deependra, give us the latest update from your assembly seat.
Pramod, the voting for all 5 assembly seats of Nevada district, Rajouli, Hiswa, Nevada, Govindpur and Warisaliganj began at 7 a.m. and which will continue till 6 p.m. However, polling in Rajouli and Govindpur will conclude at 5 p.m. due to security reason. At present, I am at polling station set up at block office in Nevada, where voting is underway smoothly and large number of voters, including youth and women, are in queue to cast their vote. Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements at every polling station to facilitate elderly and the young voters, and promote elaborate security arrangements have been made to ensure free and fair election. Besides state police, central armed police forces have been deployed at polling station to ensure smooth voting.
Okay, Deependra, thank you for that update. Elections for the first phase was held on the 6th of this month, which witnessed a record turnover of about 65%. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 14th of this month. Prime Minister Modi has urged voters in Bihar to exercise their franchise with full enthusiasm in the second and final phase of assembly elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi also appealed to all the young voters of the state who will exercise their franchise for the first time to inspire others to do so. Polling is also underway for by-elections for 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states. These constituencies are Budgam and Nagrota in Jammu and Kashmir, Anta in Rajasthan, Ghatsila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Taran Taran in Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram and Naupada in Odisha. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at @AIRNewsAlerts, and for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the 50th Independence Day celebrations of Angola in Luanda today. The visit follows Angolan President João Lourenço's trip to New Delhi in May, when he invited President Murmu to join the 50th anniversary celebrations. Addressing the Angolan Parliament, President Murmu said that India had consistently supported the Angolan freedom struggle. Later in the day, President Murmu will proceed to Botswana for the second leg of her visit from 11th to 13th of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi left on a two-day visit to Bhutan this morning. The visit underscores the ongoing tradition of high-level exchanges between the two nations and is aimed at further deepening the special friendship and cooperation between Bharat and Bhutan. During the visit, Mr. Modi and King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, will inaugurate the 1,020-megawatt Punat Sangchu II hydroelectric project. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister of India Narendra Modi will arrive today in Thimphu to participate in the 70th birthday celebration of the fourth king of Bhutan, Jigme Singne Wangchuk. Changli Muthang Stadium in heart of Thimphu is fully packed with people who have come from far and wide to celebrate birthday of their beloved king. Every individual is dressed in colorful traditional attire. All women are wearing beautiful hand-woven kira and tigo. Soon, King of Bhutan will be arriving and bless his people. Shraddha Singh for Akashwani News, Thimphu.
In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that India and Bhutan enjoy exemplary ties of friendship and cooperation rooted in deep mutual trust, understanding and goodwill. Mr. Modi added that for both the nations, partnership is a key pillar of our neighbourhood first policy and a model for exemplary friendly relations between neighbouring countries. In shooting, Samrat Rana clinched the men's 10-metre air pistol gold at the ISSF World Championship in Cairo yesterday, becoming the first Indian to win an individual air pistol world title. Rana won the men's 10-metre air pistol gold with a score of 243.7, edging out China's Hu Kai by just 0.4 points. His compatriot Varun Tomar claimed bronze, completing a double podium for India. 22-year-old Rana became only the fifth Indian shooter to win a world title in an Olympic event, joining the elite list of Abhinav Bindra, Rudraksh Patil, Tejaswini Sawant and the mixed team pair of Shiva Narwal and Isha Singh. Top Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen and H.S. Pranoy will lead the men's singles challenge at the Kumamoto Masters in Japan starting today. Olympic semi-finalist Lakshya Sen opens against local star Koki Watanabe, while Pranoy faces Malaysia's Leong Huang Hiao in the first round of this WBF World Tour Super 500 event. In women's singles, 17-year-old Naisha Kaur Batoe will compete in the qualifiers starting today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that cold wave conditions will prevail over Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh today. It said night temperatures will be below normal by about 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over South Haryana. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers report on the bomb blast that rocked the capital yesterday. Delhi on alert, 8 killed as car explosives explodes in front of Red Fort, headlines the Hindustan Times. Probing all angles, says Shah as NIA, NSG move in, headlines the Indian Express. The paper also add that 350 kgs of explosives, AK-47 seized from doctors Faridabad home. 12 Bihar ministers among 1,300 candidates entering last lap fight is a front page story in the Times of India. Over 30,000 personnel participate in Exercise Trishul. India's biggest joint military drill is a front page story in the Tribune. And finally, a front page story in the Tribune says Delhi shivers as mercury dips to 10.4 degrees Celsius. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Powerful car blast near Red Fort in Delhi kills 8 people and injures several others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi takes stock of the situation. Home Minister Amit Shah says investigators are keeping all options open while probing the blast. Polling begins for second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar. By-elections also underway for 8 assembly constituencies across 7 states. President Draupadi Murmu to attend 50th Independence Day celebrations of Angola in Luanda. Prime Minister Modi leaves on a two-day visit to Bhutan. And in shooting, Samrat Rana bags gold medal at ISSF World Championships in Cairo, Egypt. In shooting, Samrat Rana bags gold medal at ISSF World Championships. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.